Is the U.S. changing its stance on Russia? That's a question today as Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Italy for a G7 summit that will be dominated by what's happening in Syria. Today, Tillerson visited a World War II memorial and said the Trump administration will stand up to aggressors who harm civilians, just a day after saying Russia was complicit in the chemical attack launched by the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad that prompted the U.S. to fire cruise missiles at a Syrian air base. Joining us now is Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh with the Security Studies Program at MIT. Jim, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
And let's listen to a couple of clips here. This is Rex Tillerson on Face the Nation yesterday. Host John Dickerson asked him if the U.S. priority in Syria was to oust President Assad.
Our priority in Syria, John, really hasn't changed. I think the president's been quite clear. First and foremost, we must defeat ISIS.
And then this is U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley on Meet the Press yesterday.
In no way do we see peace in that area with Russian covering up for Assad. In no way do we see peace in that area with Assad as the head of the Syrian government. And we have to make sure that we're pushing that process.
Does the U.S., Jim, have a consistent message about what it wants to happen in Syria, especially when it comes to President Assad and whether he should stay in power?
No, I don't think so. And in fact, Ambassador Haley, before the UN even talked about getting Assad out, which is going beyond even those remarks. Frankly, though, if you judge it by action rather than word, which is the thing to do, I think, with this administration, the actions here were quite limited. I mean, essentially, they shot missiles at an empty airbase that was then repaired and flights were taking off the next day. It was really a signal saying, don't use chemical weapons. And my guess would be that as long as Assad refrains from using chemical weapons, then we're not going to see a big change in U.S. policy in Syria where we have a lot more deeper and more kinetic involvement.
What's the point of sending that signal, though? He obviously, Assad knew that we didn't want him to use chemical weapons before the other day.
Well, I guess, but I think Mr. Trump had fairly well signaled that the U.S. policy was changing from that of the Obama administration and that he was going to have more of a hands-off policy with respect to Assad. Assad might have taken that as a green light. He might have command and control problems. He might be just obtuse. It seems to me it was a really dumb move on his part. They're winning. Unfortunately, the war criminal here, Assad, is winning that war. The last thing he would want to do, you would think, is to draw the U.S. into it. So I think there's a decent chance, and let me put my cards on the table, I don't have a problem with that airstrike. I think chemical weapons is an important line in international behavior, so I don't have a problem with it. But I don't see it as the first shot in what will become an ever-deepening involvement.
And what about what's happening now as a result of this to the U.S. relationship with Russia? Secretary of State Tillerson goes to Moscow tomorrow after the G7 meeting. He has said that Russia is complicit in the chemical attack in Syria. What do you think's happening there with that relationship?
Well, I must say I'm a bit baffled by it because you have Tillerson making comments suggesting that they're going to press the Russians to get out of Syria. That ain't going to happen, right? The U.S. doesn't like to turn its back on our allies. I don't see Russia after decades, not just this Assad, but the father before, decades of commitment, a military base there, a belief that they're fighting extremists in Syria rather than Russia, whether you believe that or not. I don't see them giving this up anytime soon, especially if they're winning.
Do you think that the U.S. and Russia, though, are going to be coming into even military conflict in a way over this?
Well, I think I think these things are possible. I think they're unlikely. Again, if the main concern here was the use of chemical weapons, it's certainly in the Russian interest to tell Assad to knock it off. And in the absence of any use of chemical weapons, then I presume things will go back to normal. But, you know, this is a presidency driven by events, and you don't know what's going to happen on Tuesday or Friday. So things could change very quickly.
Tillerson has said the U.S. airstrikes on Syria were also designed to send a message to North Korea. Is that a message that the U.S. might take military action against North Korea?
Yeah, I was scratching my head on that one. So this isn't apples and oranges. This is apples and washing machines. I mean, Syria doesn't have nuclear weapons. North Korea does. North Korea has thousands of artillery tubes pointed at the capital of our ally, South Korea. Assad doesn't have anything like that as an equivalent. China is on the border of North Korea. Yes, the Russians are in Syria, but they're not on the border. So I think this is completely different cases. The North Koreans are not going to be intimidated by a strike on an empty airbase.
Jim Walsh, Here Now security analyst, who is with the Security Studies Program at MIT. Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you.